This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Retired Florida man's traveling the world. He was in Augusta last week when we talked to him. Now he's holed up in Rome, Italy. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Sorry for the technical confusions. It's the phone systems here. I found some lady to help figure it out. But last night I could just dial regularly. Today I got to dial 001. In the area code and phone numbers, so go figure.
All right, well, good news.
But, Rome
will only cost you about $19.99 a minute then, probably.
Yep, I don't know how that works anymore. It's supposed to be $10 a day, but I don't know. It's about $125 here almost, and I know that everybody's just getting up there, but I've already had my spaghetti and fettuccine lunch, and I'm good for a nap.
All right. Well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon then. How's the weather?
Yeah. It's been beautiful. Yesterday, I ventured out because our session didn't start until yesterday afternoon. So yesterday morning, I said, well, I'm going to just go walk around. And I decided to walk 3 miles to the Vatican. And I get in the Vatican, and all these people are there. And I asked someone, what's going on? At 11:30 in the morning, he goes, oh, the Pope will give his talk at 12 o'clock. So I walked right into an audience with the Pope in the Vatican Square, and it was really wonderful.
All right. Now, you've been to the Vatican before, right?
I have.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. You know, they have their own radio station, it's considered their own, basically, country. You can, you know, mail something from the Vatican to yourself at home, and it comes literally not from Italy, but from the Vatican. It's pretty amazing. How close did you get to the Pope?
Oh, he's up in his window. Oh. I got close to the big screen.
Okay.
But I got a really cool video of him up in the right corner, giving his presentation. It's like a homily from his window to all the people. But he did it in Italian, so I didn't have a clue what he was saying. And but then they have these big screens to where you can see close-ups of them. Just like it was very similar to when we got to see him in Washington, D.C. on the west lawn of the Capitol. There's a little bitty figure up there, but then the big screen lets you see him up close and personal. I got to tell you, it was a very emotional experience. And then to see all the people singing Hallelujah, all kinds of beautiful music after he spoke, how he moves the general population is quite remarkable. I know he talked about Israel, but I couldn't tell what he was saying.
All right. It's the smallest country in the world, population 764, which is in and of its
state, they call it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So what are you doing in Rome?
Well, I left Georgia and left Atlanta and flew to Rome to attend the Catholic Health Association's Ecclesiastical and Spiritual Renewal Program. And it's a bunch of national healthcare leaders that are here from the United States. It's
all
quite
right.
An event.
And what is it that you're doing while you're there exactly?
Well, as far as the conference is concerned, I'm here with probably, I would say, 100 other healthcare leaders from around the country, big Catholic hospital systems, bigger than HSHS by, in some cases, large amounts. So, you know, we're talking like Ascension, and they're just a covenant, a lot of big healthcare organizations that are Catholic. And our purpose here is to get a deeper understanding of our personal call to serve the healthcare ministry, is what we call them in Catholic hospitals, their ministries, and explore the relationship between, you know, our personal spiritual, our organizational spiritual, and the capacity to lead healthcare these days. It's pretty complicated. It's gotten more complicated.
All right. Well, you have any downtime like you had yesterday? What are you planning on doing while you're there outside of the work responsibilities?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, right now I'm missing out on the ambassador of the Holy See from the United States. So because it's a country, they have their own ambassadors. So our United States ambassador is speaking to the conference now. I'd rather talk to you. And when this is done, we got the whole afternoon off to go explore Rome. And then we meet at 5 o'clock to go over to a private tour of the Sistine Chapel and the museum. And then we have dinner at the Vatican tonight.
That's amazing. So the Sistine Chapel, you've been there before. Were you impressed or not impressed?
Both. I mean, I was overwhelmed with the history, but underwhelmed with the size. I expected it. I watched the Michelangelo movie, you know, where he painted it, and seemed a lot bigger to me. But it's not all that big. Now, St. Peter's pretty impressive, but Sistine Chapel is a chapel. Chapels are small churches.
Yeah, and the guy on the microphone shushing everybody the whole time you're in there is a little annoying as well. Hey, look up. Have you been in the church, or you're going back today? Look at there's the Pope. Is it Ignatius that's there? Like, his body never decomposed? He's like in a glass casket.
Ignatius?
Yeah, I mean, literally in the church.
I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that. I'm a big Ignatius guy because of the Jesuit retreats in St. Louis that I've been attending for many years. So St. Ignatius is kind of a role model for me.
Well, you'll be able to see him in person, like he just died yesterday.
No, that's a new one. I've been there a couple of times, and I have not known about that. I'm going to ask when I get there.
Okay.
I want to see St. Ignatius close and personal.
All right. So how long are you going to be there?
All week. I come back Saturday.
Ah, good for you.
Tomorrow we go to Assisi, and we're going, I've done this before too, but we're going to do the walk of St. Francis. And there they have his actual robe. You know how these Franciscans wear robes?
Yep.
With the big hoods and all that. Well, St. Francis's robe was made out of sackcloth, and they have the original one. It's pretty worn, but it's encased, and it's quite amazing when you see it, how far back it goes. But those were two amazing men, just and St. Francis. The Jesuits are the teaching order of the Catholic Church, and the Franciscans or the poverty order of the Catholic Church, serving both missions. And the hospital sisters are the healthcare order of one of the healthcare orders of the Catholic Church. And it's quite inspiring to see the commitment that all these people that gave their lives to the church were willing. They're so unselfish. Unlike me, who was a lay person who's not near as virtuous.
Well, Assisi is beautiful as well, up on that mountain, it is unbelievable. And when you will you visit, the lower levels there? Where I mean, that's one of the heaviest places I think I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, St. Francis went down outside Assisi. It's up high because there's a big fort to protect the town. And so they could see when the enemies were coming. But when you go down low, that's where they casted off all the leopards. And all the leopards lived down in the leopard colonies below Assisi. And St. Francis, who was a son of a wealthy merchant, gave all that up and went down and ministered to the lepers. He walked right in there and ministered to them.
Yeah, but
and that's why the Franciscans are so committed to healthcare.
Yeah, I was talking about though the like where his tomb is, there in the church where you go down a few levels, where it's
in the church, yeah.
Yeah, that's a place where you walk in and you can just sort of feel history.
Right, and that's where his robes are.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of artifacts down there that are jaw dropping, and so we'll be doing that tomorrow. And then back to the conference, the presentations so far this morning were just wonderful, just overwhelmingly full of information. I write fast enough. Then you get done, you're halfway through your writing saying, maybe I ought to just listen and not write. And you get conflicted because there's just so much good stuff to learn. I think it's part of my next chapter in life, or I've got more time to think about this. I've been doing volunteer healthcare leadership for 30 years in Decatur and Springfield. And now I've been taken to a much higher level of understanding of why people give up their lives to do this.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, have fun. I know it's serious work, but enjoy the sightseeing. It's unbelievable. If you've ever had a chance to literally go to Italy and see what there is to see, the neoclassical art, the unbelievable architecture. I can't remember what there was a famous saying, I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson, like talked about, you know, St. Peter's being the sublime of the sublime. It's fantastic. I'm jealous. I hope you enjoy your time there and come back with some positive stuff for the healthcare system.
Well, I know I've already have, and I know I wasn't asked to go on this for any other reason than I'm supposed to be here to learn this. And I'm grateful and honored to be here. And then to come off the golf courses of Augusta, all that majesty there of our United States capitalism, and then to come over here and see all this history and where our faith began, it's been quite a 2 weeks, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Did you get a chance? Did you watch any of it yesterday, or was it available to you?
Oh, yeah. I was watching on my phone till 1:30 in the morning this morning. You know, it was a 7-hour difference, so they didn't put his coat on until 1:30 in the morning here, and I watched every minute of it, laying in bed. And Scottie Scheffler is a class act. There's an example of smart, conservative golf, steady Eddie right down the middle. Don't do anything flashy, just play smart. And then the young guns that were trying to keep up with him or catch him, on that back nine, they were penalized for their aggressiveness, and that course ate them up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm glad you got a chance to watch it, and I'm glad you kind of finally connected with us. I appreciate it. Hope it doesn't cost you too much. We'll see you in a week.
Yeah, see you next Monday.
All right, Kev, we appreciate it.
I'll be calling you from Florida.
Okay, because you're just like the man now.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.